this thing hit me like a ton of bricks on Sunday night. Didn't even think nothing twice about it. And, you know, all of a sudden it just the fever, the chills, the body aches, the headache. I mean, it just came all at one time. I mean, from like 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it was just like, what just happened?
All of a sudden it just
never saw it coming. Didn't body aches,
indicators, the
headache. It just came all at one time.
From 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock,
it was just like, what just happened?
It turned itself on.
Never saw it coming.
I never really got a high
indicators the day before.
The highest temperature was a runny nose.
Or a cough, some body aches.
Just, you know, some chills.
And then as that Sunday night into Monday morning, it kind of, that fever kind of broke.
I'm optimistic, but I'm not getting,
you know, it's just been kind of thinking, hey, by Friday,
like, you know,
like
you're looking
at
the
fog,
you know, you're just kind of like,
life's good again.
So
I'm very precautious.
I've been
taking
a lot of,
vitamin D, vitamin D, zinc, tape, you know, to really get your mouth a little bit strong, but I regained that a little bit, and I regained a respiratory better situation, stuff like that.
Worse, which was Sunday night.
Just resting.
I'm very optimistic that this was just a mild case with it.
I know that I'm feeling better from the initial onset, which, you know, there's cases that show that, you know, you can just continue to improve and get through it and be done, or there's rebounds in the middle of those, you know, 10 to 12 days that you typically hear the virus. And so by any stretch of me, do I think I'm different or out of the woods? It's just, I think you're right. There's been different strands that have been out there that are maybe not as strong as what initially came out in you know, over the summer or the last month or two. So
what day are you on?
Well, I guess if you look at it, you count Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so I'm only like, you know, 3.5 days into this. So that's why I'm optimistic, but I'm not getting where, you know, I'm thinking, hey, by Friday, you know, it's a miracle, I'll be fine, and life's good again. So I'm very precautious. I've been taking a lot of, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, taking zinc, you know, stuff that you want you to really get your immune system to be stronger, you know, fight any upper respiratory, you know, situation, stuff like that, and just resting. They say the key is the rest.
That's it. And lots of fluids. Exactly. I was just going to say, maybe, you know, your wife or somebody can go out and get you some G2, some Gatorade.
Yep. That's what I'm drinking, Gatorade. Sugar-free.
So,
I start concentrating, like, you know, because I'm operating off my phone, or I have a laptop, so I'm still trying to stay active in everyday activities. And, you know, I'll get quickly, by reading the screen or something like that, I'll get tired quickly. I mean, it's my body, my mind's like, hey, listen, I need to shut down for a while here.
So what symptoms, I mean, you got the brain fog. What other symptoms are you experiencing?
It's a dry cough, just a nagging dry cough. I had a runny nose the first day or two, but that's gone. I guess the fever's gone. The body aches are gone. And it's just more of just, you know, the chest is a little tight, but that's just because, you know, I've been coughing. You know, when I first got this, I was like, every time you move or sit up, you cough, right? You're just really expanding those lungs and trying to gasp for, not gasp for air, I should say, but, you know, just you're overworking your internal side a little bit more because of the heavy cough,
yeah.
You know. And I think the heavy cough is also causing a little bit of a headache, too, because you cough so hard.
Are you doing deep breathing?
We got one of those beds that you can raise the tops and feet, so I've got myself raised up, so my chest is not, like, being compressed when I sleep at night, so that allows it. So when I relax, and I'm kind of sitting up, too, so fluids don't just sit on their chest.
Did you ever figure out how you got it?
No. That's the whole thing. We sent in some people that I had close contact with, you know, the last 72 hours from Sunday, I worked my way backwards, and knock on wood, they've all come back negative at this point. You know, even my house, my son was home on the weekend, and my wife, you know, she got tested, and they're negative. You know, I wasn't feeling anything on Sunday. My son was home from school, and he lives in a dorm down in Marion, and, you know, he left, and then that night, I'm like, I don't feel good. So I called our task force, which is, we got some people here set up in the city that are, you know, our fire chief leads and stuff like that, and I was telling them that I had, and obviously they sent me up for the test the next morning at Great Lakes over in Porter County. So I let my son know that, hey, listen, you need to quarantine yourself in his dorm. He lives by himself in a dorm, which made it real easy. He's already went through that one time with some football players he plays with down there with that, you know, had a scenario or had a small outbreak at Marion. So he understood what to do, but he came home, and we kept him isolated away from anybody in our house, and he got tested, and he came back negative. So I was, you know, you start to think about, okay, I'm doing the right thing by contacting everybody that I think I was associated with that came down or had a possibility to be exposed to this. At this point, nobody's come to me and said, hey, listen, over the last 2 weeks, I'd come down with COVID and then go, well, that's probably my, there's my missing, you know, weakest link, right? That was my exposure. And so I don't have that. So it's unknown where this, I picked it up from. That's what's frustrating because I'm pretty good with wearing a mask, always washing my hands. I carry sanitizer in my car. So anytime I go from an event, you know, I'm always wearing my mask. I wash my hands afterwards. And, you know, I try to stay 6 feet away and social distance and all that stuff. And so I've been real diligent with that part. So that was, I've got some people in you know, my staff looks at me because I'm the one that's always on them to tell them, hey, wear the mask. And I'm like the mask police sometimes, which mm-hmm. is good. And I'm the one that comes down with it. And I'm like, I was probably the most strongest one in our circle to make sure to try not to have it. Because I'm in contact with more people than most of my staff is. So I really protect myself and I end up getting it.
Right. You could have got it at the gas pump for all you know.
I wipe my hands, you know, before, after, but you don't know. I mean, and I've been, you know, I'm probably one of the worst guys in the world that when it comes to always fidgeting around, I don't wear glasses, but I wear reading glasses. So I'm always fidgeting with glasses all the time. I can't read stuff on my phone, so I have to put glasses back on and forth. So I'm always having my hands around my face, right? Who knows if I, you know, it just takes one little spot of exposure, and that's it. You know, that's how. This is how contagious this thing is. Everyone's experienced flu before and other, you know, small viruses and stuff like that. Not to say that, you know, you can immediately tell the difference, but I knew on Sunday night something was wrong. I mean, this wasn't a, oh boy, you know, I thought I just came down with the, you know, a touch of, you know, whatever, you know, you just caught something, you know, and you don't feel good. You need to shut your body down for maybe an hour or two. It just, I mean, it took a two whacks at me, you know, and it's like, wow, I was out. I was out. Wasn't feeling good, and so when I went to get that test, in my mind, I'm like, man, I just think I'm. You just kind of think in your mind you're positive. I mean, because what else could it be? I've never experienced anything like this before. And when the results came back, I wasn't surprised. I was disappointed, but I wasn't surprised. I just feel for everybody else that is going through this. Like I said, I had a lot of people reach out to me, have gone through it, and you know, give a lot of encouragement. Hey, listen, you know. The regimen of, you know, continuing to have your vitamin C's, your vitamin D, your zinc, and, you know, take, you know, as much as you can, drink, stay hydrated and stuff like that. And so, I mean, seems like that's the typical regimen to put into your system so you can have a stronger immune system. And I generally work out and stay active. So, you know, I'm hoping that's playing a bigger part of the ability to recover from it quicklier than some stories you hear out there that unfortunately don't come out as promising as others. So you just got to let everybody know that, I mean, stay diligent in your daily activities and just keep it, you know, wear the mask. You know, there's a rule of thumb out there. People think that the mask don't work. I mean, they show scientific data that at least it gives you a fighting chance, you know, and people need to continue to, I know that the governor today just came out with some more information that, you know, phase five is no longer considered a phase and they're going to be reevaluating how they move forward and stuff like that. So, the next month or two is going to be difficult, but obviously there's good news on the horizon with some announcements of the Pfizer and Eli Lilly coming out with some of the things they've got on the table now. And we just got to be able to roll that out there in an efficient manner. And hopefully the combination of the two, where this is going to be maybe the strongest when the virus could get the most people, will have the ability to, one, have a therapeutic, something, the vaccine to prevent it, or a therapeutic that can help you get over it quicker.
So your advice to people would be to keep wearing the masks and what else?
Well, you got to continue to wear the mask. You still got to watch your social distancing. You still got to wash your hands and just be diligent on the large gatherings you have, you know, and you just got to, you know, take the precautions. I took the precautions. I ended up still getting it. But if I didn't do the things I was doing, maybe I would have got it much sooner. I mean, so the exposure and again, continue to live your daily lifestyle, work out, eat more healthier, improve your immune system. So if you do come across that, you can fight it and have a better chance of having a positive conversation between, hopefully, one, it's somebody like yourself who's had it and got through it, and somebody that's in it and looking at the end of it, hopefully get out of it, and we'll have more of these conversations versus the alternative.
Have you gotten any offers to take part in any clinical trials?
No, I mean, I guess I'm still what's considered the honeymoon phase of this, so There's no honeymoon by any stretch of means, but it's, you know, it's so early into it. I have not. But if there's anything I can do through my experience or share my results or participate in something that can help provide a different outlook on this, you know, I'm more willing to be somebody that's out there. I think as we get through this and, you know, they say once you have it, like Sharon, you know, you're technically maybe going to be immune to this or immune to the strands that are out there for at least 3 months. But they're saying it's new data every day that gets developed, but you'll have some at least some fighting immunity out there that maybe the ones such as ourselves, as, you know, that come through it and we're okay. If we can help other areas that are people that are in time of need, I know the hospitals are getting inundated with first responders, but there's other things that maybe we can do as post victims of the coronavirus that we can help out in other ways. That way we're not feeling like we're endangering ourselves, but we're helping other people. I think that's going to be a big part of the ongoing as we get through the next couple of months, is more people who can help out in those areas will be looked upon as even important essential workers as well.
So you would participate then if you got any offers to be in any trials?
Well, I mean, we'll see what it is. I mean, if they want to, you know, take my blood, do different things like that. Yeah, I mean, it depends what it is. I mean, I'm not going to dive into something that has no background to be the first one in.
Sure.
But I think the things that are coming out that, Eli, I mean, about, you really got to trust our scientific technology professionals today. I mean, where they're at today, when they were 20, 30, 50, 60 years ago, is tremendous. So you got to think that things are putting out there are going to be more likely to help us than be bad.
So what's the biggest thing going on in Crown Point right now?
Well, we had our Veterans Day ceremony this morning. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, but I was able to watch it on Facebook Live, and it looked like that was a nice event honoring our veterans today. And we want to say, thank you to all our veterans who have served in our military branches and ones that are currently still serving. It looks like they're going to be very busy over the next few months here, when and if a vaccine gets here on our homeland. They're going to be involved with that. But we want to say thank you for their service. And I also want to say, you know, a tremendous respect to all our essential workers out there. That's a lot of different people out there. You've got from our first responders to the medical field. The hospitals are just getting inundated now. I mean, we have conversations all the time with the medical profession out there, and they're getting full. So our thoughts go to them and keeping them safe and keeping them. It's a tireless event because it's like Groundhog Day for those people every day. Mm-hmm. What they're seeing, and you know, everybody else who's involved in providing services every day. You know, our grocery store workers. Our employees here in the city, our public works people are out there helping our community out. Just be careful out there and be vigilant. You know, just wear that mask and respect the space around you.
So, are you going to go to the doctor? Are you, now that you know you have it? Are you going to follow up with your doctor? And
well, we've got a pretty good program here. I mean, as long as I'm not showing anything that's causing an alarm, you know, right now I'm progressing where I feel like, you know, the virus is taking its course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put any burden on our healthcare professions. We have a good working relationship with the city, with Franciscan Health, and we work with our clinic down at Franciscan, and we have Teladoc, so we're able to talk to our nurse practitioner directly on the phone, and she's been great with our employees, so she'll follow up. We have a task force in the city with our employees, and we're in direct communication with the healthcare professionals, and she'll reach out to you via text, or if you have any direct questions, you can contact her directly over the phone. And they guide us through these. And we've got employees that have it now, and they've came out on the other side. So like yourself, they've had it, and now they're negative. And we test our employees, so we know it on the matrix. We have the full Quadistat testing from Great Lakes, so it gives us a complete panel. So if you're not feeling well, you'll get a test. And we'll know what's going on with you. If it's not coronavirus, we'll know if it's something else. We'll know if it's the flu or if it's a common cold or anything like that. So that employee knows exactly how to navigate what's currently going on there. But if they are positive, we'll know the matrix. Obviously, the lower the number of the coronavirus, the earlier stages you're into it, and the higher the number is, because you want to give above that 34, which means you're not contagious anymore. You're not going to viral shred and pass it on to somebody else. It's based on all the things we got from Johns Hopkins and stuff like that. So we'll know exactly where we're at, each employee. So when we do return to work, we know that we're not putting somebody back in the workforce that's going to be spreading the virus. So usually about 7 to 10 days, depending on your feeling, you can come back and get a follow-up test, and we'll know where you're at. When I had my test done on Monday, I was at 15.8. So that was, you know, 11 is usually the lowest it is as far as severity, as what we've been told. So mine's kind of like right in that I wouldn't say it's a significant alarming number, but it's kind of like a mild case to right there in the middle. And hopefully next week sometime I'll be near 34, 35, and I'll be putting this past me.